When it comes to being saved, there are only two groups, those who are saved and those who are lost in sin. So which one are you? Which group are you in? You need to think about being saved. You need to think about why you need to be saved, why we all need to be saved. First of all, the Bible teaches that you have sinned. Paul said in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And because you have sinned, you are separated from God. Your sins have separated you from God. Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2, being guilty of sin means that you have earned death, but you're given another choice. You have another option. As Paul says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. The fair payment for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In this life, we will die, but in Christ Jesus our Lord, there is hope in the resurrection of the dead. We have hope in Him because He has been raised from the dead Himself. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. Through Christ, you have the victory over death, that cruel, cold enemy of ours, as Paul says there in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. However, outside of Christ, you have no hope of eternal life with God. Instead, eternal punishment for your sin awaits. As Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 46, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So, how do you get into Christ Jesus? What must you do to be saved and enjoy the hope of eternal life in Christ? Well, first of all, we must listen to what God has to say. Paul said in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and submitting yourself to the Word of God. You must believe what God says about Jesus, the resurrected Lord and Christ. Jesus said in John 8, verse 24, He said, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. And this is exactly what the Apostle Peter preached to the crowd in Acts chapter 2. They were convicted that Jesus is both Lord and Christ, Master and Savior, as Peter says in Acts 2, verse 36. But what must you do with your belief in what God says about Jesus? Is your faith alone enough to save you? Or does God have something more to say? Well, if we stay right there in Acts chapter 2, as it turns out, the people Peter was preaching to in Acts 2, they asked that very same thing. When they heard that Jesus was the Lord and the Christ, the resurrected one, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2, verse 37. They had heard God's word through the teaching of the Apostle Peter, and they were convinced that Jesus had been raised from the dead and that He is the Lord and Christ. And they knew they had sinned by crucifying Him. What were they told to do? By Peter, an apostle, someone who had the power of the Holy Spirit, you read back in the beginning of Acts chapter 2, what did he tell them to do? Peter said to them in Acts 2, verse 38, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were told, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. About 3,000 did what Peter said, and Acts 2, 47 says that the Lord added them to His church. So have you listened to what God's Word says? Have you believed what God says about Jesus, that He is Lord and Christ, that He has been raised from the dead? Have you repented of your sins and been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins? If you cannot answer yes to these things, then according to God's Word, you're not saved. You're lost. But God is merciful and he's gracious. He doesn't want you to stay lost. He wants you to be saved. As Peter says in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So will you obey God and be saved? He will celebrate your decision if you come to him.